Just be careful driving home, as this new Aries energy in the Skywatch now will inspire the reckless and foolhardy to get speeding tickets and to get into accidents. Aries rules metal, machines, guns, explosions, and your head. Well, maybe a new style of hat appears now, or a new headache cure. Every element in astrology has great potential for good and a dark side. Our mission is to use the Ram energy to power positive new developments in our life and to not let impatience and selfishness dominate our actions. Yes, yes, yes. Times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host. And you know, many days we talk about us and our health, but whenever we do that on our program, we always talk about our health in all aspects. That's the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and the emotional. And we'll be doing just that today with Joanne Roan Cook. She is a nutritionist. She is a medical intuitive. She's a personal lifestyle coach. She has a booming practice in Colorado, where she helps people just like you, and at absolutely no charge, to take charge of their health. Welcome back to Seeing Beyond, Joanne. It's always so good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's always nice to be a guest on your show.
Well, you just celebrated a very big B-Day, and that was your big 7-0. Now, people who go to your website, which is your name, JoanneRoanCook.com, and take a look at your picture are going to go, oh, come on, that had to have been taken 20 years ago. But I know that that is how you look, and you don't only look young, you act young, you feel young, you are young for your years, and even young for not your years. How
right.
do you do it, my girl?
It's the lifestyle that you choose, I think. And I made changes about 39 years ago, and I've kept those changes going, and it's the consistency that you're doing something with. That I truly think makes a difference. In fact, I'm astounded at some of the changes that resulted from just making some things that you think are simple diet changes, taking a few supplements, and watching what a difference it can make. Obviously, at the time that I made these changes, I needed more than a little bit of a change and a little more of a difference because I was suffering from lupus and arthritis and allergies, and I was getting old fast. My hair had grayed, and I was covering it up with hair color. I wore glasses, had worn them for over 30 years, and my hearing was going. My mind had gone. My five children remind me of things I'd said that I couldn't even recall saying. I could read things three times and not remember what I read. And energy, I was looking for some. I didn't have enough to draw the next breath, the last breath, or the one I was in the moment. I was miserable. I was on prednisone and blood thinners at the time due to the lupus and the autoimmune problem that my body was struggling with. And I found an answer in something very natural, and that was in nature itself. Eating differently and supplementing and supporting the system differently, there was such a turnaround, I was astounded. There were many things that I were affected and more than I ever thought would be because my gray hair began to return to its natural color. I couldn't see with my glasses on anymore, but I could see well with them off. And I haven't worn glasses in better than 30 years. In fact, within probably 6 or 8 months of making changes, I was not wearing glasses any longer. It took about a year and a half for the gray hair to come full circle and back to its normal color. My teeth turned pretty and white again. It's amazing how your body reflects what's going on with it. When you put minerals in the system, it helps to whiten your teeth and color your hair because our body uses minerals in set ways. And some of those things that are out there on our dash of our automobile, which is our face and our head and this type of thing, really are things that are apparent to us. My mind came back. My energy got good. I had what would be labeled today chronic fatigue. I got up exhausted, and I went to bed exhausted, and I couldn't sleep well and wondered why I was struggling the way that I was. 18 doctors later, I still didn't have a clue medically what was going on. They told me that I wouldn't live that many years, maybe another 19, 20 years with the lupus I had. And this is 39 years without a cold or flu and a quality of life that I wasn't even born with. And the energy is nice. It's nice to have your mind back and to have your body in balance. And so this is what I've helped other people do, to recover from some of the natural things that we do unnaturally to our body that begin to tear us down. And we either know they're not really great, but we don't know how bad they really are for us. And that's why, Bonnie, I put a DVD together, which is a fast overview of some nutritional information condensed in an hour and a half that gives you some information that you probably haven't heard or thought about in the way that this is presented. And the second thing is, I've written several books. They're consolidated into the last book that I've written called Choices for Health and Happiness. It's a little over 318 pages, and it's like an owner's manual. So if you'd like to recover your immune system, slow up the aging process, gain a quality of life that maybe you haven't had, find your energy again, get your mind back, numbers of things. There are ways to do it. It sounds like a crazy idea. I would think that probably somebody's just selling me short if I heard such a spiel coming from somebody. But it truly is something I've experienced for the last 39 years. There were so many things I learned, and I was begging God at the time to find me a miracle, because I knew that if I didn't make some changes, I wasn't going to be around long, and I wouldn't be around long enough to watch five children grow up. Not only do I have five children, but eight grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. And life has a quality and a sense of peace and love that I've probably never had before in my life, and it's been ongoing. It doesn't waver if you don't. So the three C's of commitment and change and choices that you make really are powerful if you keep them going, and it's amazing what you can do. So nature does have an answer, and there is a natural pharmacy. Food needs to be good and in the right forms for our body, and I think we're all as unique as fingerprints, so what's magic in one system may not work well in another. But if we get the right things together, it plays like a symphony. And it all harmonizes, and it all comes together in a way that feels so good. And I sleep 4 hours or less. I used to be exhausted all the time. I don't know what exhaustion is. I'm not on an adrenaline rush, which I was. And adrenaline had been exhausted. And many people are adrenaline addicted. They're just running on borrowed time and borrowed energy. And I have a lasting energy that's consistently there. The thing that I found is, if you don't tear the body down, then you're not going to take long in a resting stage to recover what you need and keep going. And otherwise, you can't recover from what you've torn down in the last 24 hours or a lifetime behind it. And the body just never seems to want to catch up. So anything from memory, energy, aging process, health issues that you have can all be addressed in a natural way if you just knew what you were doing. And that's why I offer the free nutritional evaluations for everyone. And all I ask is that you see the DVD information first, look over at least part of the information in the book, so that when we get together on the phone that we can talk about you, not the information that applies to you.
And Joanne Roan Cook makes this information so affordable to you. She wants you to be healthy in all aspects of your life. So you can have the book, Choices for Health and Happiness, and the companion DVD starring Joanne Roan Cook for just $27.95. And that includes all of the shipping and handling. Once you have looked at the DVD, perused the book, feel free to call Joanne Roan Cook. She promised God that if he gave her a miracle in her health and healing, she would give back in the direction of that miracle for as long as the miracle was occurring. Well, it's still going on in Joanne Roan Cook's life, but notice, however, she's got a helping hand with God. She is helping herself as well as taking divine assistance. The number to call, if you would like to order the book and DVD, which then entitles you to that free consultation with Joanne Roencook herself, she'll be talking to you, is 1-800-957-4852. That's 1-800-957-4852. That's in Colorado, so their time that they're open is 8 to 4:30 our time. But listen to this. They're open 6 days a week, so Joanne Roencook can be reached there even most Saturdays, but certainly right after this program today. So again, the number to call is 1-800-957-4852. We just have a few minutes before we go to our next break, Joanne, but talk to those Seeing Beyond listeners out there who are like so many of the other Seeing Beyond listeners who waited and waited and waited to call you. They probably put it on a yellow sticky note someplace or put it in the back of their day timers or whatever. And then one day they got the clarion call, called you, it made all the difference. Talk a little bit about the timing behind a Seeing Beyond listener calling you and really seeking out your help.
The timing really varies. And you know something, Bonnie? Sometimes they've even had the book and DVD and ordered it. It's sitting there. They may have looked at the DVD. Sometimes they haven't even done that. But they hear the show one day and something snags their interest and something applies or seems to apply in their life. And it's finally, like you said, that clarion call that they answer up to. So procrastination has been something that the universe has kind of tolerated, but it isn't tolerant much of procrastination any longer. About as fast as you do it, you get it. So
right.
Time has really speeded up, hasn't it?
I call it instant karma.
Yeah. That's a good take for it, yes. It is instant karma, and the thing is you can't be left guessing. There used to be such a time lag, I think, between what we did and the results of what occurred that sometimes we weren't sure whether that was what it was or not, but at this point there is no doubt. You know, the thing is that most people think it's difficult. It's relatively simple. Just having some ideas and understanding some things makes things much easier to understand and do as well. And in the information that's offered, there are three steps. One, change some things you're eating and doing that would make a magnificent difference for you. Number two, change the setup digestively so it's working in an optimum way. And number three, support it with the right vitamins and minerals, the supplemental support, because it's like a building structure. If you don't have the material, it doesn't work, which are your vitamins and minerals. If you don't have the right blueprint, which is the digestive tract, it doesn't have the ability to put things to work, then you're not going to be able to do it either. And your food combines all of these things, so it's like the team of workers that comes in to construct the site that you're at. So my book on the front of it says it's what you're eating and what's eating you that makes a difference. And that truly is what happens. And the easiest way to make changes in our life, believe it or not, is to make some changes in what you're eating and doing. And I believe it's more than just about food. It's about love. If you'd love to feel good, if you'd love to have a quality of life you don't have now, if you'd love to change some things in your life and even reduce the stress that you have in your life, these are all things about a labor of love and learning how to love yourself. Through food is probably one of the easiest ways to learn self-love.
Well, I'll tell you, Joanne, you are a great mind reader, because when we come back this next segment, I want to be talking with you about how easy this is. I think a lot of the reasons that Seeing Beyond listeners and others procrastinate and wait to call you until they have a crisis is because they think it's going to be so difficult. They think they're going to have to change their life in such a dramatic way. It's going to be such a, oh, I hate to use this word, sacrifice. I happen to know it is not such a big sacrifice. So we're going to be coming back and talking very practically about what Joanne Roencook oftentimes recommends and what she does in her own life that has worked so well for her. So remember her number, 1-800-957-4852, 1-800-957-4852. And stay tuned, because we'll be back Seeing Beyond.
one of Seeing Beyond's favorite guests, Stephen Halpern, the maestro of healing meditative music, invites you to receive a special gift collection of free music downloads. Get details at his newly revised website, StephenHalpern.com, and click on Premium Memberships. That's Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Halpern, H-A-L-P-E-R-N.com. If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at
650-321-6419. This is Bonnie Colleen. It's always great to be here with you. And again, you can take a look at Joanne Roan Cook and see how young she looks for her years by simply going to her website. It is her name, JoanneRoanCook.com. That's JoanneRoanCook.com. And, of course, that's linked right there on the homepage of our website. Just simply go to the calendar section, go to today's date, and you'll see information about Joanne Roan Cook and a link to her website. It's always so great to have you here with us, Joanne. And as we were going to that break, I was saying, I think a lot of people procrastinate calling you because they know that they're going to have to make change, and they think that change always means sacrifice, but it's not really so. So I want to start with something very basic here, okay? I want to know what you had for breakfast, because that's today. I want to know what you had for breakfast today, because that's going to be an indicator of how we don't have to give up eating. We don't have to just take supplements. We don't have to give up life in order to live. So let's go through some typical meals with you. And I've done this before with you, and I've been astounded at how well you eat, how tasty things are, and how little sacrifice, if any, there is. Joanne?
Yes.
So talk to us about what you had for breakfast today and what you might have for lunch and dinner and how easy it is to do this.
It is simple, and it does take a lot of cooking, and you don't have to have a lot of recipes or a lot of ingredients or unusual things that you must purchase someplace typically other than when you shop where you shop already. So I've done cooking classes before. They're so simple, and you can put together several things. In fact, a lot of times I do a lot of my cooking on the weekend and then eat through the week from what I've fixed, just creating a variety of different things out of some basics that I've already prepared ahead of time. So it really isn't complicated. I don't care how fast your lifestyle is. Mine is too. But eating correctly is really helpful. And I think breakfast is very important, because if you don't eat breakfast, you find yourself somewhere between 2 and 4 in the afternoon on a runaway freight train.
Yeah.
You're looking for everything that you can find, and you're hungry for something, and you don't know what it is, and you're grazing your way through the day from there on. And you're miserable. And then you get up in the morning, you drag out of bed, and you don't really feel that well. And a lot of times, even people don't care to have breakfast, because it takes them a while to wake up to the fact that their body's even hungry, because they're hung over from what they've done the day before. I talk about some of the chemistry changes that take place in our body when we consume certain things, but some of the items that I've given up are sugars and sweets of any sort, and people always want to know what you substitute. For sweet, there is no substitute, and you don't need one. The thing is that what you're substituting is something that has to do with your chemistry, because sugars and sweets break down into a portion of alcohol. So when you find out what your cravings are and you look at this DVD and it fine-tunes some things in a different way, you're going to be astounded. But breakfast for me generally is either eggs with some kind of vegetable for breakfast. And then if not eggs, I have meat of some sort with vegetables. It's amazing that when I travel and I go to other countries, you'd think you're having lunch for breakfast. And when we start out in a wholesome way for the day and we have some protein along with the carbohydrate, and it's not starchy carbohydrates like green beans or asparagus or broccoli or something that has more water than starch in it, it's going to give you more lasting energy and a clearer head and just a better sense of well-being, and still help with that light feeling that you'd like through the day and not weighted by your food. I obviously take supplements in the morning and a few at lunch and a few in the evening. The supplements vary with individuals, and I talk about supplementing and the importance of some things and how they work, why they work in the system. They're not in technical terms. They're in understandable layman's language so that you really can understand how the body is really talking to you in a way. So that would be breakfast. The only thing I ever drink is water, either distilled water or spring water if I'm traveling. I own a distiller, and I make my own distilled water, which is what rainwater was when the air was clean and the water was really good and natural. And a lot of people think that we may need the minerals in the water, but the minerals are in the supplement. And if we do that, then we've got everything that we need to put together. So I find that that works. I drink eight-ounce glasses of water a day. And then for lunch, I eat here in the office every day. I have just a hot plate that I warm lunch on. And it generally is some kind of meat and vegetable for lunch. And occasionally I will use rice in a meal, but not that often. But I like vegetables and I like meats of different types, protein, which could be fish, chicken, beef, pork, whatever you choose. And there are no dictates in the program. You know, the choices are yours. Just choose from the groups that work best, and you'll find what a huge difference it makes with things. And then supper oftentimes is a salad with, again, some kind of protein with it. And it works well. You don't find you're hungry in between if you're absorbing your food well and you're taking your food in like you need and digesting, and you got bacteria and good bacteria and enzyme function going on. Utilize well the food you're eating. You find that you don't overeat. You're not hungry all the time. So it does several things to stabilize things. Plus, it does wonders for not only assimilation and elimination in the system, but also helps with overall energy and mental clarity.
All right, so Joanne, what do you say to somebody who goes, but Joanne, what about my cravings? Let's talk a little bit about cravings. And do we ever really get rid of them?
Oh, we do. We do. There are cravings you don't have because you've never consumed certain things. There are things you are consuming that you don't realize how they fit into a category or group. And oftentimes, Bonnie, what we do is just rearrange our fixes. We drop one thing, pick up another, and it still forms or fits in a category that's very similar to something. And I talk in a number of the things that we're doing digestively that we're eating that fit in a group that winds up making a portion of alcohol. We're foodaholics, and we use that term loosely, but literally, if our food isn't digesting well and we're fermenting our food, the more carbohydrates you have and the more fermentation you get, the greater the portion of alcohol, which heightens your cravings for certain things that will break down into that one thing, which is alcohol. So it's easily understood once you see some things, you're going, oh, my gosh, no wonder I changed from this to that. Either my health didn't change much or my weight didn't change much. People are trying to either put weight on or take weight off. And both are suffering malnutrition and starvation. One storing and the other starved and can't absorb. And so they're both in a dilemma because of this. So weight problems, health issues like high blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, not that they were treating the problem, we're treating the setup and the symptoms that result from it, then just drop away because you've changed the setup that you're in. So you're not sacrificing as much. Oftentimes I've looked at somebody and said, but I just can't imagine never wanting a piece of pie or a Coke or whatever it happens to be. And they're looking at a substance, and I can't understand why they would, if I were the user of something, a drug, like a street drug that you have in your system, you would think somebody who's really disciplined who wasn't using it. The truth is you don't have a setup that calls for it. Change the setup, and like I said, it's three steps. Change what you're eating and doing. Change the setup you're digesting through. Third thing is get the vitamins and minerals. And the vitamins and minerals are really a key part of this whole thing. Because when we lack minerals, and I've mentioned this many times on your show, I'm a farm gal. And I know that when animals consume things like chewed on wood or chickens, baby chicks that picked each other, they were eating each other, playing cannibalism. It's because they lacked minerals. And it wasn't because of any psychological problem or anything else. It was a physiological deficiency. And those animals didn't even have an abusive diet like we have, which we do. So we have a deficient and an abusive diet where they just had a deficient diet. And by changing things, it made a definite difference in everything that was going on.
Well, Joanne, you've been such a help to so many Seeing Beyond listeners. How is it that you're able to help so many unique individuals? I mean, you really, it seems to me, whether it's on the air here or when they call you for a longer free consultation, you seem to read their energy in a way.
I do, and the thing is that a lot of times we're struggling with something and we're thinking it's something outside ourselves when I'm looking inside to see what's going on, both mentally, emotionally, and physically. Physically what you're doing, and I don't have to know what exactly you're eating, but there's a category it slips into, and you can tell that by the tone of the voice, by the energy and the pacing of the individual, just numbers of things. You hear it and sense it. You can hear someone who's really excited and has enthusiasm and energy, and you can hear somebody who's just so tired they can hardly move. And many people are struggling with energy right now. And, you know, with the energy change that's just taking place at such a phenomenal rate right now, if we don't speed our own body energy up, we're going to feel the resistance of that, and we're going to begin to suffer and know what that's like. So if we keep our immune system at an optimum point, and if we keep our digestive system functioning right and our diet in a healthier way, obviously, everything else is going to be raised as well. When I do a nutritional evaluation for someone, I may ask you some questions, but also I can give you a lot of ideas just from listening to you talk with things. A lot of times we think that the stress that's happening in our life is the amount of work that we have to do, a struggle in a relationship, whatever, but I really and truly believe that the greatest struggle that we have to begin with is what we're eating and doing and the chemistry setup that we're in. Because when you're feeling depressed, down, discouraged, lack of energy, you're going to have no energy for thinking about things. It's not going to feel optimistic. And so the state of your being physically is bound to affect the emotional state, the mental state, and even your spiritual state, because you can't soar when you're experiencing either pain, disruption in your body, disorder, depression, whatever it happens to be. The other thing that I find many people struggling with is sleep. They really can't feel rested if they sleep, or they have a problem getting to sleep. I never slept through an entire night for over 3 years before I started this program. And I'd wake up to my ears ringing and my heart doing an erratic beat and pounding in my chest and thinking, you know, why on earth does this continually night after night happen? But the body is just talking to you, and it's a language that we don't often understand, and we think that there's something seriously wrong, and there is, but it's not on the physical plane as much as it is on a nutritional level. There are things that we're doing to the body that is hampering it in one way or another, or altering it in a way that it's just talking to us, so it's registering throughout our body. I give even some of the body languages that our body talks through, like mineral deficiencies. Those are the people who twirl their hair or rock when they're not holding anything, but they're still rocking and swaying like they might be holding a child. Somebody who's a drummer, the rapid foot syndrome, they're going 90 miles an hour. Well, guess what adrenaline does? It runs your engine a lot faster than it ought to, and you have nowhere to go. And so it's burning you up and bringing you down, and eventually we wind up in an exhausted state, as I had. And once I realized what I was doing and what was happening, and I didn't realize that until after I got better.
Well, Joanne Roan Cook has such a wonderful way of being a translator of what your body is saying. And as I said, she is a medical intuitive. She does her consultations absolutely free of charge. And the most important thing to me is that she does this on an ongoing basis, because as we begin to up the ante, as we begin to improve, well, then we're going to be taking different choices, more risks, more exciting times. And it's good to have a guide on the side for that, too. So Joanne Roan is there for you as long as you want to keep on going, to keep on going. Her number is 800-957-4852. She's there right after the program today, or 8 to 4:30 Monday through Saturday, 1-800-957-4852. Her book is called Choices for Health and Happiness. She's got a companion DVD. It's 90 minutes in length and stars Joanne Roan Cook, only $27.95, including shipping and handling for both. Hey, why not get started today? Call Joanne Roan Cook at 1-800-957-4852, 800-957-4852. We're going to dip out for a quick break, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11. For the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart surgeon, nutritionist, and medical director of the Heart, Diabetes, and Weight Loss Centers of New York. One of the best ways I've found to support heart health is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 650 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, which is a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. I recommend Kyolic as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, go to www.kyolic.com or call 800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Welcome back. I am Bonnie Colleen. It's good to have you here with us. We're here with Joanne Roan Cook. She is the Director of Holistic Health in Colorado. She offers free nutritional counseling to help people just like you regain health, lose weight, eat addictions, and improve attitudes, just to name a few benefits. She's a personal lifestyle coach. Joanne, welcome back. And just the other day, I had a chiropractor on the program, and she had done some research and was saying that on the average, American women at the age of 40 are 10 pounds heavier than they were 20 years ago. So we are gaining weight year by year. We are, some of us even becoming obese. Even our children are becoming obese. It is becoming an epidemic. Pick up any news magazine, and I'll bet you'll find something in there about us and our health and all that connected to gaining weight. In fact, now experts are saying that even cancer might be caused by obesity and gaining weight, being overweight. Talk a little bit about how you help people to not go on a diet, but rather change their lifestyle so that they can be their optimal weight, even if the rest of the world's getting heavier.
Well, first of all, diet really has a negative term, doesn't it, or feel to it.
Sounds like diet to me.
I know, it does. And the other thing is, anyone who's eating probably is on one. The thing is that when we do something designated or depriving, we think in one way or another, that's considered a diet. But we truly all eat, so we're all dieting, in a sense. The other thing is that, you know, one of the key words that you used a while ago was epidemic. There's an epidemic of obesity. Epidemics, I thought, were things that were contagious and caught. The truth is, and it is an epidemic form, but it isn't anything we're catching from each other. It's that we're all eating like each other. And we've got certain things in common that we're all eating, which is in an epidemic way out there in our food supplies, that's really creating a crisis, because we're even talking about children in school who are already obese, or high school people sometimes who are already experiencing high blood pressure. We've seen a lot more asthma, diabetes, lots of different things. And we're not putting the correlation between what we're eating and doing and the result of what we become together. And I think we need to. And that, as you mentioned, you know, that weight could even be a factor in cancer. I don't know that weight's the factor in cancer, but I think there's a factor in both weight and cancer, and they can both appear in the same person. And if we change that one key factor, which is our food supply, and supplementing and supporting the body differently. And I've set up over 25,000 programs, and I've seen the difference it can make in a very short period of time. And what we may do with that can totally be a life-changing experience. I've seen so many people that were told there was nothing more they could do, even that they were sitting at a crossroads in their life where they hadn't done enough or made enough changes to see that difference. But life is never hopeless, I don't believe, and I think there's always a way to be better off just by making some changes that we do. Had I believed that years ago, absolutely not. I wouldn't think that what you ate would make that much of a difference, but I'm convinced after seeing and experiencing not only personally but also professionally with others what's happened with it, that we can make a difference with things. The truth is, though, that we need to know what to do about it. So you know what? With change in our life, 90% of awareness brings about change, because if we're not aware of something, we may know something that we shouldn't be doing, but we're not aware of why it wouldn't be a good idea to do. So I put the awareness back into things. And this is what the DVD and the book really covers, an awareness and an understanding of something. Then you can choose. Otherwise, you hear what you shouldn't do, but you don't know why you shouldn't do it. And I can think back at a time where I had read that maybe sugar wasn't the best thing to have in your diet, but it didn't explain why. It just said what to eliminate. And I'm the kind of person that would like to understand something if I'm going to do it. So it took almost 3 years instead of a year and a half when I knew that I might want to make changes, but it took 3 years for me to actually make the change because I needed to know what kind of effects that sugar could have that I wouldn't want to have those effects as well, and the changes that I could make, or things that break down to sugars, because it isn't always sugars. I was not a big sugar consumer, so that's why I didn't even think sugar was a factor for me. But I like carbohydrates. I like breads. I like pastas and potatoes and lots of starchy things, and I always have the comment, I like things that stick to your ribs. But they did more than stick to my ribs. They were taking me down in ways that I didn't realize. So once I made some changes and became aware of things, it made a huge difference, more than I'd ever dreamed possible. And this is why I started sharing the information with others. And awareness, like I said, is 90% of the change. 10% is to do what you're aware of. And so it isn't that difficult. And it goes quickly. The thing is that, and the comment I hear often, Bonnie, with people is that if you eat differently, it takes so long for anything to show up. Because, you know, I have people say, you know, how long does it take to get in my system if I do it? As fast as putting it in your mouth. I don't care whether it's a drug or something natural. The thing is that when you're using something natural, you're waiting for the body's response to something. With a drug, it dictates or demands a response of some sort. So you may see the effect of it differently because it's a drug having a dictated response in the body, but when you give it food and it's allowed to get there on its own, it paces itself like it needs to, and it gets where it needs to go, and it goes in the order of its own natural healing. And everybody's order isn't the same. So I've seen people who wanted to take weight off, but that was the last thing that they saw in the benefits of the changes that they've had. And I've had people at times, I've said to them, they've said to me, you know, the only reason I really started this was that I wanted to take off a few pounds, or quite a few. The thing is, the pounds have changed, but not as much as I thought they might. But I said, you're still going. And they said, yes, because I sleep better. I have a better sense of well-being. My family likes me better because I'm not constantly on the edge. I'm not feeling like I'm on the edge all the time. I don't feel as stressed. You know, the price of peace and love inside is priceless. And I've lived that way for the last 39-plus years. In August of this year, it will be my 40th anniversary of eating differently and having a lifestyle of supplementing and supporting the system and the life that I'd like to have. And it's a quality I never dreamed possible, and it's doable for everyone. And anyone who wants to do something, you've just got to be willing to consistently make some changes with things. So how quick does it work? As fast as it enters your mouth. How long does it take for you to see the response? Probably 24 hours. Within a week, you're going to see some changes. The first two or three days, your body is adjusting to some things that you're eating and doing differently, possibly. Some of the supplements and supports are beginning to work in your system as well. So the first 3 to 5 days are really adjustment periods. There's adjusting even after that, but the major adjustment begins to take place then. And within a week, you're going to know you're on a right path and headed in a direction that you'd like to continue to go and see what the rest of the story is about. And this is what makes such a wonderful difference and change for all of us.
Well, Joanne, you are such a blessing to so many people's lives, but especially to mine and to Seeing Beyond listeners, and especially to those people who have picked up the phone and called you at 1-800-957-4852. That's the number to call for your free consultation with Joanne Roane Cook. She's available there right after the program today. She's there every day except Sunday. That's 6 days a week, 8 to 4:30 our time. And she does ask that you see her DVD. It's 90 minutes in length. You're going to learn so much. It stars Joanne Roan Cook herself. It's the same title as her book, Choices for Health and Happiness. And she's going to be sending you both the book and the DVD for just $27.95, and that includes shipping and handling. Now, the important thing is that once you see the DVD and peruse the book, I'm sure you won't be able to put it down, you'll read the whole thing, but just look through it at the very least. Gives you the foundation so Joanne doesn't have to start off at the same place with every single Seeing Beyond listener who calls her. But then once you call her, she is able to look at you from the place of energy and expectation of your best well-being. And I'm telling you that what you are going to get is some ongoing consultation. So as you keep on growing, you've got a guide on the side. And here's the number, 1-800-957-4852, 800-957-4852. Well, these three quarters of an hour, we've been talking about us, me, myself, and I. What about us? It's so important because it all starts here. But what about out there? What's going on the planet right now? Joanne Roan Cook always has an energetic view of what's outside that is so reflective of what's going on in here. We'll be talking about that next right here on Seeing Beyond.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Vanini, heart surgeon, nutritionist, and medical director of the Heart, Diabetes, and Weight Loss Centers of New York. I can suggest four convenient ways to reinforce and strengthen your immune system. Kyolic aged garlic extract is odorless, yet it's packed with potent antioxidants and research-proven compounds shown to enhance your essential immune factors. Chiodophyllus probiotics bolster immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins, minerals, and chlorophyll. And by the way, don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant steroids proven effective in balancing and strengthening immunity. So starting today, listen to Dr. V. Optimize your immune system with these exceptional immune-boosting products available at fine health food stores. For more information, go to kyolic.com or call 800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest-growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650
Welcome back, and it's always my pleasure to bring you Joanne Roan Cook. I always find her fascinating, but especially when we can be talking about something as important as these times. You know, Joanne, you made your predictions for 2010. They're right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website at the very top. Click on Predictions for 2010. Once you're there, click on Joanne Roan Cook's name, and you'll go right over to her predictions for 2010. Well, here we are, more than halfway through 2010, and I just want to get another read from you. Now that we've been there, done that, where are we going and what are we going to do next, and what's the energy like that we're going to be diving into?
Oh, we just really dove into it with this lunar eclipse this last weekend, with everything going on as well. And I could tell by the number of calls, the way the calls were going, it's like having a pulse or a hand on the pulse of the world and having a feel for what's going on. And I know that you get this in your shows with the calls and the people that you're talking to as well. But life has speeded up so intensely. So it's not any faster. It's just more intense, and it feels fast, and it feels like you're running out of time. And so there are so many people that are so caught up in the time frame of things, and with the stress of the increased energy, they're feeling it because their body is resisting and it's in a resistant state. So by changing the state of your body, you're obviously going to glide through this a whole lot easier and better and healthier. And the second thing is that we move from the age of Pisces to Aquarius, and I like to think of it in practical terms, but the age of Pisces for me was the black and white world, the print. Everything that was written was true, and it's not. And so what we're finding is that we're having to learn the difference between judgment and discernment. And with judgments, we thought certain things were molded in concrete, and we believe that. And a lot of those beliefs over this period of time have shattered. And so we're having to use discernment at this point just to get through this time frame that we're being escorted through at this point. The lunar eclipse, also, things that we were in the dark about are being exposed to us. They're no longer secrets anymore. There are no keeping secrets. The truth is out, and if it isn't, it will arrive shortly. You can't claim that you didn't know what you needed to do. It just may be that you didn't do what you knew that you should be doing. And so this is that time frame that we need to work on. And in the age of Aquarius, we're moving from I have in Pisces to I am in Aquarius. And so who are you if you have it or don't have it? And are you true, and are you still the same individual, or is the world what's modeling and making you? So I often look at the shift and see what's happening with struggles for people, because a lot of times it's taken something away just to see who you are with it or without it. To me, and I've used this a few times on your show, but it's such a good example, I think, of what's happening right now. It's like going in and having your eyes tested, and they keep flipping the different lenses, and they ask you, can you see better with this or this? And it's the same way in life right now. It's like, okay, you've been seeing it this way, but if you flip it, do you see it now? And is it any clearer than it was? And a lot of times people can see that it probably would be clear, but they have a fear of making the choice and the change. The crisis is going to hit if you don't. So if you know that you're looking at something that needs to be addressed, I'd get it done.
Wow. Go into more detail about that.
Well, a lot of times we're not getting it done because we're using excuses, and excuses are just not going to work any longer. We give reasonings, whether we don't have enough money, we don't have enough time, but something's holding us back. The only thing holding you back is yourself. I read a statement once, and I think and believe it's so true. I wondered why somebody didn't do something, then I realized I was someone. And each of you are that someone that is being called, I think, right now, at this point, that you serve a purpose in this world. But the thing is that if you haven't served your own purpose well, how could you well serve the world? And so a lot of people think they don't know what their purpose is. I think your purpose is to truly live up to being you, who you really are. And the thing is that a lot of times you've been like silly putty. Everybody shaped you, modeled you, and molded you into whatever they thought or you thought they thought you should be like. And it's not happiness, it's not gratifying, it's not a feeling of fulfillment at all. And these are the times that people are really doing what I call some soul searching. They're looking at things, and it's not your purpose outside. What's your purpose inside? My purpose, I think, is to teach. And it's not to teach by what I say, but to teach by how I live. And this is teaching, truly. Otherwise, we're just preaching to the world, and I'm not preaching to anyone. I live, I walk my talk, and we all need to. And if you aren't, I think you should get in line with that, because a house divided falls. And if you're living out of line with your truth and what you truly believe, and I once did that. I lived my life that way for a period of time, just trying to make peace with the world out there. And the truth is that it all falls apart inside. I couldn't dance fast enough to please the world anymore. Then I found out that if I just danced to my own drummer and I did my own thing, and this is true for all of you, and if you did that, that each of us would live in harmony and love and balance in this world right now. The thing is that we're all altered by what we expect of each other or we think someone else expects of us. And I think we're really coming into this whole I am-ness. You know, who are you? Answer up the call and see who you really are. And if you know that you're out of sync somewhere, wherever that might be, mentally, physically, spiritually, or emotionally, get in line with it because it needs to be there now. And once you do that, you live in harmony.
Joanne, I just love that. We have literally 2 minutes, but I want you to invite our listeners to pick up the phone and call you to get your book, your DVD, and to take advantage of this wonderful gift of your own personal counseling.
All they need to do is just to pick up the phone, call the 800 number, which is 957-4852. We're open 8 to 4:30 California time, Monday through Saturday. Get your book and DVD. Get your information viewed at least, and give the book a bit of a look over. You don't have to read through the whole book. Then get back on the phone, call the same 800 number. We'll set up a time that'll work for both of us, you and I, so that we can do an evaluation, a reading, do whatever you need to do to set your life in place in another way and to create some awarenesses maybe that you haven't had. Because life is really issuing, like you said, that clarion call to answer up to who we really are, and the I am-ness in each of us is being called up at this point. So don't pass by your opportunity, because you're here for a reason, and the reason isn't just to march through the day and to mark time on a treadmill of time, truly. You are here because you serve a purpose, and you are here to serve the world, and the world is not here to serve you. But the thing is that if you do serve yourself well, then everything else is going to come to you, because I think life is like a magnet. Whatever you are is what's drawn to you. So if you're in a fear state, if you're in an altered state, then things come altered, they come fearful, there comes all this negativity in your life. Get in a positive state and watch everything else begin to, just like a magnet, be drawn to you as well. And it's not that it's trying to punish us, it's only trying to inform us. So we need to listen to the information and get ourselves in line with things. So don't fail yourself in this whole process of things, because that's what we're all about. The one important thing I learned is that not even my 5 children had dials on the front of them. I couldn't tune them into anything. The only thing I could do was tune myself into something and be an inspiration to them. And that's what all of us are going to need to do, is to be inspiring to others and be inspired ourselves.
Joanne, you are always so inspiring to me and to our Seeing Beyond listeners. Again, Joanne Roan Cook's number is 800-957-4852, 1-800-957-4852. She's there right after the program today, so make this the day. Pick up the phone, give her a call, 800-957-4852. Joanne, thank you so much for having been here.
Thank you, Bonnie.
It's always a delight. I'm Bonnie Colleen. You are seeing beyond.